Chocolate and asparagus may not seem like an obvious pairing, yet one Czech chocolate maker has proved they belong together. The Prague-based company Steiner & Kovarik recently won gold at the International Chocolate Awards for its white chocolate with asparagus, while also taking silver for its classic Míša chocolate. I spoke with its founders Sylvie Steinerová and Petr Kovařík about how this unconventional idea came to life, what the awards mean for them, and how a small Prague venture has grown into an internationally recognized brand.
I started it with my friend. He is Irish, also Peter, by the way. And we were searching for a hole in the market, so it was not so poetical as it might seem now. And we found it in souvenirs with the Prague pictures, because in that time, it was 2005, there was this bad habit with all the bad souvenirs from China. So we thought, let's make some really lovely souvenir with Prague motifs and with very good chocolate. So that's how it actually started. So we run like that for several years. And then 2011, I've met with Peter, the one which is
sitting here now.
And we decided to put together our names, but we wanted to go international. So the brand is actually Steiner & Kovarik, because we would like to have it like pronounceable for people all around the world. And I finished with my business part of the job and let it to Peter. And I started to be more in products and designs and stuff like that. So that was how briefly start.
And of course, since 2005, Steiner & Kovarik has become a truly international chocolate brand, award-winning chocolate brand. And we'll definitely talk more about the award-winning products. But first, I wanted to ask about your recent decision to buy a piece of Amazonian jungle in Bolivia to grow your own cocoa. What led you to that, and is the cocoa there different from other regions?
Well, this part of Amazonia, it's unique because it's not destroyed yet. So it's in very original shape. And of course, it's different because there is, like in the whole planet Earth, very little places where you can find the natural wild cocoa. And we wanted that. That's why we decided to go here. But it was like lucky coincidence. We didn't plan to buy a plantation or a piece of jungle in Bolivia. We thought one day it would be lovely to have our own cocoa plantation, and we've met the right people to help us to go on with that vision. And that's why this happened, actually.
Okay, but it was planned a long time ago. But of course, it's not easy to find some place where you start to grow your own cocoa. And the growing of cocoa is very complicated. So for this reason, it's not just too easy to buy some land and to tell we are starting to make it. But because we have been lucky and we met the people Sylvia was mentioning before, we started to make it.
So can you actually walk us through this journey of your chocolate, from harvesting the cocoa pods all the way to the finished chocolate bar?
It's actually a very complex journey, and you really start from seeds, because if you want to have the certificated flowers, so you are certain of the origin. As I told before, we wanted to have the wild cocoa, so we planted really from the seeds, which takes quite a long time, because from the seeds to a fertile plant, it takes around 3 to 5 years. So you can get your first harvest after this long time. And we decided to plant it in a jungle, so like the original way, how the cocoa normally grows, because cocoa is originally from Amazonia, and all the other places where the cocoa now is available is because people bring it there. So we decided to do it really, really the original way. So once we are harvesting, we have to harvest deep in the jungle. So it's going to be really fun. Then after the harvest, there is coming the process of fermentation. For the wild cocoa, it's around 4 days, where you have to really keep eye on the process, because it's very dangerous. It might happen something you don't want to happen. And after that, you have to dry it on the sun for a few days, which is in Bolivia really rather difficult as it is a very humid place. After this process, actually the processing in the country of origin is done, and there is coming the part where you have to take the beans to Czech Republic or other places, which is sometimes even more difficult than the process before, as Bolivia is really like very specific country, and there are not many companies, transport companies, who are working with that country because it's difficult to get the things out of the country. So we have very limited options. So then, let's say after 3, 4, 5 months, depends how long the process takes, is actually the process of making chocolate itself. You have to check the beans and take the bad ones, if there are any, out of the batch, and then you roast it. The roasting, this is very, very important process, because beside the fermentation, it actually forms the final taste of the chocolate. That's the most important for the taste.
So I imagine it's similar to coffee making.
Exactly, exactly. But cocoa, you roast very short time and for very low temperature. Let's say we should be around 110 till 120 degrees, not to destroy all the good stuff which are naturally in the beans. And you roast it like basically for a few minutes, like 10, 12, maximum 15, depends on the size of the beans. After that, you put it into a special machine, which is called Vinover. And from that machine, you actually separated the shells, which goes away, or you can make a nice tea out of it, or you can use it as a fertilizer. And the small parts of the beans are broken, shelfless. It is called nips. And from those, you are already ready to make chocolate. We decided to make the chocolate the very original way, so in a stone mills. So actually you take those nips, put it into the stone mill, and then you slowly are adding other ingredients, which if you have very high quality chocolate, it should be only sugar or some better alternative of it, like panela or coconut sugar or something really more healthy than the normal one. And then you may add also dried milk if you have a milk chocolate. And that actually should be it if you are not making any special flavored bars. So that is very like a good rule how to recognize really, really high quality chocolate.
So let's talk in more detail about what kinds of chocolates you produce, because many of your products have won awards. And I know that you produce so-called biohacking chocolates. So I was wondering what it means. So what kind of ingredients do you add?
It's not need to put there any ingredients, because in the bean usually you have at least 50% of cocoa butter. Because if you do not separate the bean on cocoa butter and cocoa powder, still you have there a lot of butter. And this melanger is helping to slowly process the cocoa bean in a way that still all benefits of the cocoa still in the chocolate. And chocolate itself is for me functional and longevity product, because you have there like primary source of magnesium, there is phenylethylamine, what is hormone of love, there is arginine, what is natural Viagra. It's a lot of different chemical, but natural chemical things you can find in bean. And if you add there another great longevity product, like for example medicinal mushroom or herbs like moringa or asparagus, now we won the medal with asparagus, you can even, because of the butter which is in chocolate, you can even increase the benefit of another product you put there. It means that you are not eating just chocolate or medicinal mushroom, you put it together and you can multiply the benefits of these two products. So we just like to use this chocolate functionally. If we can, we would produce just this. We would like to make the guilty pleasure chocolate, but of course people still, they like to have a lot of
pralines
sweet
and, stuff,
and
yeah.
Pralines. Because for example, pralines, we like to make pralines, but if you eat like 3, 4, 5 pralines per day, it's not so benefiting your body. But if you eat, for example, one chocolate bar with lion's mane, the medicinal mushroom, it's really helping you in many ways. And in the same time, it's helping you with the cognitive function of your brain. We have maybe like 15 products like that, like with cordyceps, with oyster mushroom, with moringa, ginger, etc.
But even the normal materials, like for example blueberries, it is also a superfood. So acai, we like to work with superfoods a lot because there are really, really a plenty of benefits in a chocolate if you don't destroy it by processing.
You mentioned the award-winning asparagus chocolate. So I was wondering, how long does it take to produce the final product? How much experimenting does it involve? And who decides about which ingredients you are going to use?
Like normally, we just come on this idea, or Peter brings it from his travels because he travels a lot. So for example, from Japan, we brought strawberries in chocolate, like, I mean, whole strawberries.
Or sakura
almonds, yeah. But this one, chocolate with asparagus, actually it came from our very well-known chef, Pavel Sapik, who was cooking, for example, for a pope or for some celebrities. And he has a very famous dessert called tartlet with asparagus, strawberry and estragon. And he approached us if we would be able to produce chocolate like this. So we were thinking about it together with our technologist. And we thought, well, this is really challenging. So we want to do it. And we tried it and it came very well. I have to say that usually, like if we decide to do some chocolate, it is not like we make a lot of samples or we try a lot. Somehow, even with me and even with our technologist, her name is Veronica, and she's really, really, very good in her job. So somehow the information is coming from somewhere. I don't know if it's like from universe or whatever, but somehow it always comes like you should do it like this. So we try and usually it really works. If we try too much, we are never really satisfied with the result. But if like you have the idea and suddenly you do it, this is always the best.
Which markets are you mainly exporting to these days?
Right now, we concentrate on the other part of the world. So we go west, except Japan. But if you take it from the other side, it's also kind of west, right?
Yeah, we cooperate a lot with Japan and Korea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, US. Like USA. We want to open shop there in Washington, D.C. We already have building. We have found it.
Yeah,
we are somehow finalizing how to find the money, what will be the strategy. But we believe that in the mid or maybe the end of 2026, we open shop in Washington, D.C., in a very, very nice place.
Yeah, and we are in Germany, so that's like...
Yeah, we decreased the amount of countries we are exporting. Mm-hmm. Now we are really more focusing on countries we like, we want to be there, because still you have to put there a lot of effort. Every country has different kind of clearance and sending logistics. So for this reason, we have like 4 countries plus Bolivia, where we have our own jungle.
But really plantation. After COVID it changed a lot, because during the COVID it was really difficult to get anything anywhere.
I wanted to ask you, how important is it for you winning these international awards? How important is it for your business?
I'm not sure if it's so important for the business, because there are many chocolates, they sell a lot and they don't have any awards. So I wouldn't say it's important, but for us it really matters, because it's like behind there is like, do I do it really well? Do I do it the best I can do it? And this is like the confirmation that we are doing it really the best we can.
Finally, after all those years in the business, what keeps you going? What fuels your love for chocolate?
Yeah, well, first of all, we really love what we are doing, right?
It's cliche, but we love it.
No, we really love it. We love chocolate and we love the work around. Sometimes it's a disaster if, I don't know, things which doesn't go as you planned.
A lot of fuck-ups, it's normal.
Yeah, that's what I had on my mind. But on the other hand, there are successes like this. And if people come to you and they say, oh my gosh, the chocolate is so beautiful or it's so tasty, that's why I am doing it. Like our main let's say, mission to make people more happy. Because I think when people are more happy, so then there are less wars.
They're not making stupidities.
Okay, thank you very much for coming and talking to us.
Thank you very much. It was lovely.
Thank you very much.